Kitten Caboodle by Cat77, read by Sophie Nisba. Gaius, we seem to have a problem, Gwen said by way of introduction. She was holding a squirming bundle of fur, all wrapped up in her apron. He put down his latest tincture and turned to see what she had brought him. She lowered the bundle onto the table, and he discovered it was not just one, but two flailing little kittens. One was primarily black, with tiny white paws and a smudge of white across its nose. The other was a calico, so light as to be near golden. The two were swatting playfully at each other, and seemed quite content and intent to wrestle with each other. "Gwen?" he asked, wondering what he was supposed to do with them. She twisted her hands together and admitted, all in a rush, "I think they are Merlin and Arthur." That brought him up short. "What?" he asked. He looked at her, but saw no signs of fever or injury, though it was possible she was having some odd series of hallucinations. "Well, one moment they were there, and the next the kittens were. In the exact same place, I mean. Same blanket, on the bank of the same river, and the Merlin-looking one still had a bit of cake in his whiskers, and I think it's them," she finished with a shrug. Gaius leaned down to take a closer look and saw the bright blue eyes of the black one glow with a familiar gold, right before the calico went flying across the table, only to be chased and pounced on once more. "Oh, dear," he sighed. Gwen busied herself with trying to separate them, and he was pleased to see neither one tried to scratch her in the process. "I think I found something," she called excitedly. She picked up the calico and cradled him to her, sitting down at his workbench as she did so. Rolling him over so his tiny paws stuck up in the air, she reached towards his throat, where he could see the slight glimmer of something shiny. The little Arthur cat batted playfully at her fingers, squirming this way and that. "Hold still, you," she chided. She picked him up higher and held him a bit closer, where he shamelessly tried to burrow into her bodice, sending her into a fit of giggles and rather proving to Gaius just who he was. The Merlin cat was batting at her sleeve now, half going after the fabric and half going after Arthur's tail, so she lowered her charge back to the table and blew a strand of hair out of her eyes. "It's hard to see, but I swear I saw something around his throat, like a collar," she insisted, still reaching for him, this time having her fingers lightly gnawed on by both kittens. "It was goldish and looked like there was something carved in it. Let me see if I can..." Gaius opened his mouth to tell her that perhaps she should not touch it, especially if that was what turned the boys into beasts. But it was too late. A flash of gold, and Gwen was no longer to be found. A beige and black kitten with a curlicue of a tail sitting on the bench where she had been only moments before. The Arthur cat was peering over the table down at her, cocking his little furry head to the side curiously, before offering out a paw towards her. She shook herself once, from her little pink nose to the tip of her dark tail, and then gracefully hopped up to join the others. "Oh, dear," he repeated. The end.